Hello.
Hello.
Hey, am I speaking with Robert Keeler? Can I speak with him?
Who's calling?
This is Jessica Roberts from Frontline Writers. I need to talk to him regarding
From
his
what,
book.
please?
From
From what?
Frontline Writers.
Who?
We are working on his project, his book project. I'm talking from Frontline Writers.
Just a moment.
Okay, sure.
Your project from Frontline Writers or something? Yeah.
Hello?
Hey
Hello?
Robert, this is Jessica. How are you doing?
It's Jessica, right? Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, you know, comme ci, comme ça.
I understand. It's like, it's very so sudden. So how are you doing? Everything's good and fine, right? And you have time and I'm not disturbing you right now.
You have to repeat that last sentence again, because what did you say about manuscript being
Yeah,
sent to what?
exactly. That's why I'm calling you right now, because I guess David wanted to talk to you regarding the manuscript and how we're going to manage the procedure. So if you have time, can I just connect him?
Yeah, okay, that would
Okay,
be fine, yeah.
just give me 1 minute, okay?
Yeah, good. Yeah, this is the Frontline Writers. I told you they were going to make a phone call. I know the connection is very bad. She's trying to get me through to David Morgan.
I thought that was all finished. You returned your money and everything.
Yeah, but the manuscript is still in their hands. So I want to get the manuscript back, or whatever is left of it, whatever they did with it, I mean.
Hello, Mr. Robert. How are you doing today?
Well, the same old, same old. Still the same pain. The same pain every day.
Oh, yeah. Like you were talking about your knee pain or you were talking about your work. Like they're like two
No,
pains.
no, no. It's my physical pain in my back. Spinal stenosis. It never goes away. Just everyday pain.
Oh, so what was happened to that?
Yeah, well, anyway, so I hear about your mishap.
Yeah.
I was, trying to commiserate with you on that. I mean, it must be a pretty big blow to have this happening to you.
Yeah, but due to some things, like due to some unfortunate events, he actually leave us in this world alone, so we miss him, but this is, you can say this is life. Like we should have to leave at some point, like not today or tomorrow or day after tomorrow. Our judgment day is written. So this is life, I can say. But
Yeah, okay. Well,
things.
I hope you'll find somebody else pretty soon
Yeah.
then.
Yes, we did find a person who can actually take care of the work for you. This is one of the reason I want you to be on the line with me, so I'll guide you. We got a person who can handle your work, who can do your work, who can complete the work for you, and this is one of the reason I want to have words with you on the line so I can explain you. We got a person, we hired a person who can take care of your work, who can complete your work, and we'll make your book published.
Oh, okay. So, could you confirm that in an email to me? I mean, with the name and stuff like that, and his contact address.
No. Like we are the one. We are the one. Jessica and me is the one who is taking care of your project. But the person who is actually working on your editing, and I was working on your proofreading, that was the person who actually, that is the person we got hired now. So me and Jessica is the only one who can be in touch with you regarding the updates, regarding sending you, like, anything about your book. So we are the only one, but the person who is working on your work, we got them. We got it. So you don't need to, like, worry about the work. You just need to simply give us a go-ahead that you guys can start the work. But there is one more thing that I would like to know, because in order to move on with the work at some point, like before publishing the book, we'll be looking for a couple of things from your end. If you already have it, so that's fine. We'll simply go ahead, complete the work for you, and make your, like, put your book published on multiple platforms as we have discussed. So if you can tell me, like, do you have the international standard book number for your book? Like, as this is your complete dictionary, which is based on, like, thousands of pages, so that's definitely we need to make sure before proceeding with the work, before starting the work for you. So do you have your book ISBN number, like, which is also known as a unique number for the book?
I know. I only saw that there was, you know, at one time the money spent on it, but I don't have any numbers or anything. I have not been given any numbers. I have
any
no ISBN number at all. I only know that I paid for it and now it's been refunded and all that.
No. Let me tell you. You initially paid for work, like for the editing, proofreading, formatting, everything.
Exactly.
And then you paid us somewhere around $3,000 for the copyright registration and as well as to publish your book in three versions. Like, as your book has, like, a lot of pages, so we cannot publish it at once, so you paid at that time to publish your book in three variations. And at this point, I'm not looking for any of those things from you, because you have paid us before, and you can just simply send it to me back, because if you want us to get the work done for you. But, however, apart from these things, I would like to know, like, do you actually have the international number, a unique number for your book? Like, just to give you, like, more information about this, if you have any book near you, do you have any book nearby you?
No.
Is it possible? Can you please pull up any of the book?
I have no idea about that, really.
I can guide you. I can give you a real life example if you can pull up any of the books. Do you have any book near you?
No, not. Yeah, I have a book here with me. Okay. There's one quite close by. Just a minute. I'll have to reach over to it.
Sure.
Detective novel. That's a book that I have here with me.
Okay, so can you please check his back cover?
The back cover. The back cover, yes, I have the back cover.
Okay,
here.
So you can see underneath
an
the book cover,
number,
yes, ISBN number and the barcode. So this is what something that every single book requires. So this is something that we are in need of at this point in order to start the work. So there are, like, two ways to get this, like, registration number and barcodes as we are working on your book. So we can help you out as well in order to assign these numbers for your book as well as, like, barcodes too.
Okay.
So do you want me to help you out with
it,
or you are going to get it to yourself?
Well, I can get it myself, I mean, if that is okay. But the thing is, at the moment, I would prefer that you just send me the manuscript and everything back, and then I'll review the whole thing one more time and then try to get back to you guys. Is that all right?
Because, like, you can say, we can do that, but if you want us to do the job for you, to do the work for you, so the thing is, we have already spent our, like, time to, like, get the things started on your work.
Yeah.
So as you really want us...
In that case, why don't you go ahead and try to get the ISBN number for me then, because I have absolutely no idea at this point how to go about it.
Sure. Let me tell you.
Then you can continue, and then we can pay you again.
Sure. Let's do this way. Let me guide you. Kindly confirm me one thing here. In how many formats do you want your book to be published? Do you want your book to be available for your people to purchase? Like, there are like three ways that people can use, that people can publish it. That is ebook, which is also known as electronic version of the book. The second one is hard copy, and the third one is soft copy too. Like, we can also call it as paperback too. So I think
paperback or hard copy, any of the two will be acceptable.
Why don't you like use electronic version too?
No, I am not too familiar with the electronics work, because I know the e-books are available, but to what extent is that actually a good thing to have?
Sure. By the way, do you have something in your mind, like what prices would you like to set for your book? Else you know that your book has like a lot of pages, so I must think that you do have something in your mind, like what price would you like to set for your book? And must keep this thing in your mind as well. There must be a printing cost that you need to bear it.
Exactly. That is something that I have no idea about, because about the prices and all that, I really don't mind as much as the fact that it should be not too expensive for people to purchase. I would like to have it easily accessible to the public without, you know, having to spend a lot of money on just one or two, editions of it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have a reasonable price, and I don't know what is reasonable, because I'm not publishing any books.
What do you have in your mind?
In this case, I cannot give you an affirmative answer, because I am in the dark about it. Really, absolutely dark. I don't know.
Okay, so let's leave this part on my printing team. I'll ask them to actually count the pages one more time to make sure what exactly the number of pages we'll land on, and according to the given numbers, I'll let you know like what exactly the printing cost is coming up, and then I'll suggest you some of the prices that you can set that will help you to generate some revenue as well.
Yeah, okay. If you can make some suggestions, then I can say, okay, this looks good, or this doesn't look all that acceptable, then I have some lead. At the moment, I have no leads, so I have no idea what we are talking about, you know. The number of pages, determining the price of the book or the value of the pages, I really don't know. I just have no idea.
Sure, yep. Yes, I can help you with that.
Yeah, that would be better if you can help me, David, because that's the only way I can proceed then, you know.
Yeah. And for now, as I said, we'll be looking for the unique number and barcode from your end. And I would not suggest you actually to skip ebook version as well, because as you know, the technology is increasing day by day. So I don't think this would be
that,
an idea to skip any of the version of your book.
Yeah, no, I'm not too interested in the ebooks in this case. Hardcover or the hardcover or the softcover, fine. But not the e-book.
Okay. So let me tell you, like, the fee of the ISBN and barcode at this point. Just be with me on the line for a second, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so Mr. Robert there?
Yeah.
Okay, so as you are looking to publish a book in two variations, like one is paperback and second one is hard copy, so it means we are looking for two ISBNs and two barcodes for your book. So each ISBN has a standard fee of like $749, and each barcode has a standard fee of $575. So as we are looking for two, so we'll get you like two of the barcodes and two of the ISBNs assigned to your book. And once we are actually getting that reserved for you, I'll send you an email as well with the number, so you can have that in your black and white as well. And as well as once you got the number of books, like the printed version of your books, you can see it at the back cover as well.
Oh, okay. Yep. That's it. Then I will wait for it then to come in. Okay. Yeah, that would be a way of going about it then. Yeah. All right.
So, do you want me to get these things reserved for you?
Yeah, do it then. Yeah, okay. That will be a start. Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you what is the total is coming up for these two things. Like, four things, you can say. The barcode, like, two of the barcode is coming up at a price of, like, $1,150. And two of the ISBNs, $50.
It costs over $1,000, right?
Yes, sir. And the two ISBNs comes at a price of like $1,498. And this is not something that you need to bear it like on any monthly basis or yearly basis or any renewals. This has to be assigned just once for your book, and you can use it anywhere. And this will be placed on every single version of your book, like on any of the printed copy of your book.
Yeah. Okay, well... Just a minute for a while. Skip it.
Sure.
If I only want to go for soft cover, would that be a way of going about it? Because, you know, it is the money actually that worries me a little bit, because, you know, I have just a low income and I'm retired, I'm very old and all that sort of thing. And so, you know, for me, the financial part is always a big part of it.
I can understand that, like, at this point, as you are just about to publish a book, and definitely just investing these kind of money before even thinking, like, what would be the return is once it goes out. That's
exactly,
definitely hard for you as a retired person. I can feel it. But if we can talk about as, like, a professional way, like, if I can talk about, like, as per my experience, as per the book of yours, like, not a book, that a dictionary of yours, so I would say there is not, like, that much competition in the market for you. So this is not something that you can feel as soon as your book goes live. You just need to think about it, like, how many people can actually going to purchase your book. Because there is no competition,
right.
So you can always think that you do have a big market who is waiting for your book. So it means you just need to publish a book, and there will be, like, people who can purchase your book. As I said, there is not that much competition for you in the market available. So I would not suggest you to actually publish a book in just one format, because you never know if someone is looking for, like, hard copy, and if someone is looking for, like,
soft copy,
and you just have only one option available, and if the person wants to purchase the book in hard copy, and if that option is not available, so you can just simply going to lose your sale. So this is not something that I can suggest you at this point.
Yeah, okay, well, in that case, let's have the soft and the hard copy then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Just allow me one quick moment here.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the ISBNs and barcodes, the total is coming up 2648, okay?
2648.
Yes.
Okay.
So, do you want me to use the same card that we have on file for this payment?
Yeah, that would be okay.
Okay, just be with me for a quick moment. Just stay on the line with me, okay?
Yes, sir. still discussing the terms. They found another person to continue the work. So they already worked on it quite a bit, and so now.
Yes, Mr. Robert, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, so the card that we have on file, it's ending with 9484.
Yeah.
Okay, so can we confirm me one more thing there? We already refunded you like two of the transactions that you paid. One is for the editing and everything, $2,400. And the second one is for the registration and to publish a book, which is like $3,306. So do you want me to run it all in the same card?
So in other words, you want to make one big withdrawal then, right?
Sorry?
Make it into two different ones then.
Okay, so do you want to use like two cards to make this payment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so may have your new card? Yeah, but as you said, that you want to use like two cards for this whole payment.
No, it's just the same account, but two different invoices.
That's just for the limit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just be with me on the line, okay? So the one payment that I'm going to charge, that is 4177, and the second one will be the same.
Yeah.
Okay, just so the total is coming up 8354 then.
Okay, yeah.
Okay? Just be with me on the line.
Okay.
baby.
Mr. Robert, thanks so much for staying on the line. I've just got a notification from my billing department. They said we just run the transaction of like $4,000, but when we try to run another $4,000, and it says limit exceed. So may you know, like, what is your per day limit for the transactions?
I think something like $2,000 or $3,000.
Oh, this is one of the reasons.
Yeah, that is probably why the bank is balking at it, because of the big amount all at once. You know?
So let's do this way. Like, is it possible if you can call your bank and ask them to, like, exceed your limit? Or we can do one more thing as well. Like, as we have already done with the 4,000 today, and the next 4,000, we'll run it by tomorrow then. What do you say about that? Like, after 24 hours?
I think do it in a staggered way then.
Instead okay.
Of doing it all at once, stagger it. You know, divide it over a day or two or something like that.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is next, I'll be informing my billing department. They have already done with the transaction of like straight $4,000. So which means, just give me a moment.
Okay.
So it means tomorrow you will be seeing the transaction on your bank statement will be like $4,354, okay? Like after 24 hours.
Yes, okay, right.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And also I'm going to ask Jessica to expedite the work for you and going to send you an email as well with the complete information that we have discussed today, like what you are paying for, what services you are getting. So everything will be in black and white for you and in regards as well.
Okay, that would be good.
So
all right.
Do you have anything, any questions apart from the discussion that we had or anything that you have in your mind regarding the work?
No, not really, because at the moment it's a bit too early to, you know, look at all the things. I mean, you know, I have to see what develops and then I can come up with some questions,
Yeah, from now onwards, you will be start seeing the work coming in towards you, and I'll make sure of it. Your work will be expedited from our end, and we'll accomplish your work as soon as we can, okay?
Yeah, the only thing I want to know is how far you have proceeded at this particular point. Have you exceeded 100 pages, 200 pages, or whatever, you know?
Yes, at this point, we are working on the formatting of your book. And as we know, like, as soon as we are done with, like, at least 500 pages or at least 400 pages, then we'll be sending you the first latest work of yours. So you can at least see something that you can can make you feel that we have done something for you.
Yeah, okay, that's what I would like to see.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So, and one more thing I'll be needing from your end is, as soon as you get an email from Jessica's side, I'll be looking for your approval, a written approval, just to notify my billing address, just to make sure we are agreed on both ends, and we are working again together. So, this is something what I'm in need of. Okay?
All right. Okay. David,
anything else for me?
No, that is it. That's it for today.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on the line, and we'll be continuing with the work for you.
Okay, great. Okay, I hope that works out. Thank you. Bye.
It is. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.